You probably didn't know it, but I was watching you from the back. I was doing it on purpose because you were looking for me, weren't you? Yeah. You know, in our lesson today, Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going away. And when Jesus told his disciples that he was going away, it would be natural for them to look for him, wouldn't they? Wanting to know where he was going. So what I have here today, my young friends, is a map. You see, there's a map. And if you want to know how to get to Indiana, would you use this map or would you use this book? You would use the book. Okay. Who else? If you want to know how to get to Indiana, Cale, you would use the map. If you want to know how to get to heaven, which book would you use? The Atlas or the book? The Bible. Very good, Kaylee. Oh, Callie, I'm sorry. She always corrects me. Callie. I'm glad Callie said, use the Bible. Now, I didn't say Bible on purpose because I wanted one of you to say it. Thank you. So, the way to heaven, we know, can only be found in the Bible. Jesus today says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That no man comes to the Father except through him. So for you and me to get to heaven, there is only one way. There's not two ways. There's not three ways. There's not four ways. There's not five ways. One way. And that one way is? Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only way, and the only way that you know how to get to the Father. The only way that you and I can have heaven is to read about him in the book, is to hear about him from the book, to hear Jesus speak to us in the Bible. Very good. In the Bible. You see, the problem with many people is they look for Jesus in the wrong place. They try to use an atlas, and an atlas, you don't find Jesus in an atlas. You don't find Jesus in self-help books. You find Jesus in the Bible. So remember today, remember the words of Jesus today, because they are very important to each and every one of you. Jesus is your way. He is your truth, because God's word is the truth. And Jesus is your life. Thank you, Livy. Jesus is your life. There is no other way. There is no other God who has died for you or for me or for everyone looking at you right now. There's only one God who has done this. And his name is louder.
Jesus.
I still can't hear you.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Let's close with a word of prayer. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our way. We thank you, O Lord, for being our truth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying and rising and giving to us newness of life. For in you, Lord Jesus, you are the only way to heaven. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to bless these children and to bless their families with the truth of your word found only in the Bible. Lord Jesus, all these things we pray in your holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.